and or payments in their accounts online. And on Wall Street, the Dow is up 602 points. The NASDAQ ahead 133 points. More details, srnnews.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. On this second day of June, it could be a forecast in July or August. It's getting hotter and a little bit more humid with a high today and tomorrow around 91. Tonight's low 67. And both today and tomorrow, look for those widely scattered, random afternoon and evening storms. They'll be few and far between. And Sunday's high temperature up to about 93 with more isolated pop-up storms here and there. And not much change Monday and Tuesday. You know, lower 90s, risk of more widely scattered storms. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
AKA Channel 8, I'm Savannah Sapp. A man has been charged with murder in connection to a recent homicide. 28-year-old Jaquan Hartwell is a suspect in the May 29th shooting death of 22-year-old Rondarius McQueen. Hartwell was taken into custody Thursday. He's in Montgomery Jail without bond. Russell County Sheriff's deputy shot and killed a man who fired a gun at a utility worker who was trying to shut off his water. It happened in Phoenix City on Wednesday. Deputies later pulled the man over on Highway 31 and Ware Road. The suspect presented a firearm out the window of his vehicle and deputies shot him. Montgomery Fire and Rescue have started the Hero Boston Butts fundraiser. The firefighters are selling Boston Butts to the community for $45. All proceeds are going to the Montgomery firefighters that were injured in the fatal house fire that occurred last month. The fundraiser begins today at 4 p.m. in the Rick and Moe's parking lot. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32. I'm Savannah Saab.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. The one you love is the light of your life. And whether you've only been together for a short while or perhaps for many years, you know how important intimacy is to your relationship. That's why erectile dysfunction and low T are so awful. They're just medical conditions, but the effects can make your partner feel unwanted, unloved, even if they don't say so. And for men, it's tough to talk about. So come to Montgomery Men's Health, where our urologists and providers talk about this all day, every day, and we'll work hard to figure out how to get you to the guy you want to be. In fact, you might even find your feeling and performing at a level you didn't think was possible. Even if you've tried other treatments and just haven't gotten the results you hope for, call us today. Your initial appointment is $99 and includes blood work and a medical consult. Call 334-440-3663 or go to montgomerymenshealth.com. Do it for you. Do it for the one you love. Call Montgomery Men's Health today.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hey, Alabama, this is Frankie Bumps to tell you about Zaza Serious Italian. You know, we Italians eat like we're going to jail. You know why? Because we never know when we're going. Capisce? Our food is authentic peasant Italian made to order. Our pizzas are hands down the best. If you mention my name, Frankie Bumps, we'll take 30 cents off your bill. I'm a generous guy. Zaza Serious Italian, nobody eats better than us.
Zaza Serious Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. Go check out 1819news.com. Join in the fight. Join us in the fight. You'll support us, and you'll support very good nonprofit journalism, trying to let the people of Alabama know what is going on. And like Amy Beth said earlier in the program, it's $5 Friday. Sign up for support. It's only $5.
What are you waiting for?
Well, we can all do that.
Sure.
I mean, that's easy. We always wonder why the big boys always get their way.
Yeah.
Because the big boys pay the bills.
That's right.
And if all of us little fire ants out here would come out of the mounds, spend just a little bit.
Be informed.
Folks could stay independent, and y'all could be informed, and folks would be able to get you the truth out there.
Get organized. Get something done.
Get something done.
That's right.
Have y'all seen this story? This is kind of weird. The teenager, this is the lead story, so there's no news. I mean, there's so many things I don't understand. I mean, did y'all see the President of the United States? I mean, look, Ledger fell on third for a very good reason. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
He's doing what he needs to do. He's over there trying to get the out. That's the way it works. Joe Biden he's not there.
No, he's not.
No, look, I don't totally go for the whole, hey, Joe Biden, he's not, this is a body double. I mean, if you're going to have a body double, your body double can probably walk. You know what I'm saying?
You don't
get a body double.
That would be a qualification.
Yeah. A body double that's, what's the word? Ambulatory.
Nice.
That's what you try to get. So this one has to be Joe Biden. Because you would never come up with a fake that can't stand up, right?
Correct.
And he just keeps falling all over the place. He is the leader of the free world. He is president of the United States. And we still have people in this country who are like, oh, no, he's perfectly, he's got it together. He's very, very much capable, Scott Beeson, of leading us.
Of course.
It's just not true.
I think it's cruel. I mean, don't you think it's cruel?
Do you think his wife's being cruel?
Yes, I think his wife is being very cruel because they're the person that is supposed to know you the best.
Right.
Now, they began the relationship super deceptively, right? I mean...
Oh, yeah, they were kind of sneaky.
They did. I mean, they were sneaking around. So I wouldn't expect her to be anything less than what she is. So she's known to be deceptive.
Mm-hmm.
That is her M.O. I'm sorry, but that hurts, but it's true.
And she just wants to be first lady.
She wants to be
what
first
is she,
lady.
What
and
is
they call her Dr. Jill Biden. Are you serious right now? So there's nothing about her that's real.
She has a PhD.
Oh,
Is one of the, you drive slowly by the school and they throw one in there?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. They even rolled it up. And they threw it in there. She probably went to the Trump school, but she don't want anybody to know about it because it is defunct. But she's a deceiver, and here she is deceiving her husband. Oh, yeah, Joe, it's fine. I'll He's load good. You up when you need to be
Well, maybe,
fixed up.
Maybe she's president.
I can't stand her.
Really?
I can't stand what she does. Let me say it this way. I don't know her as a person. I can't stand the choices she's made to use and abuse her husband. That is cruel.
Mm. But she knew what kind of... He's always been shifty.
Of course.
So, I mean, maybe it's just part of the whole... It's just the way the Bidens do.
They are a cabal. I mean, they are so nefarious.
And it's just, it's amazing. I'm always fascinated with the people like, well, you know, he might have lost a step. He wasn't.
No.
He wasn't the sharpest knife when it started.
I mean, and can you imagine the moxie that it takes to decide that you're going to campaign from your basement because your people know you can't even hold a sentence. You can't string 7 words together.
But he'll surely get another 81 million votes.
And millions and millions of people voted for him. Because look, I firmly believe that election was stolen and Washington, D.C. said... We will make Joe Biden president. Bunch of Republicans in that, okay?
Absolutely.
And, but still, to put it close enough for it to be able to be stolen required millions of Americans to vote for a guy that they knew wasn't campaigning.
Good point.
They knew couldn't campaign.
He couldn't bring 500 people to a rally.
Right. That's the embarrassing part. So millions of people went out there and got it close enough for them to steal it in this handful of battleground states and make him president. And now he can't stand up. He can't complete a sentence. He doesn't know where he is. He shakes hands with no one's there. I mean, look, I'm not saying there's not a spirit there that he's like, thank you for helping guide me today. I'm not saying that he's not shaking hands with somebody.
I mean, he probably dribbles when he eats.
But isn't
Why
this,
is that? What's wrong with that?
Somewhat elder abuse at this point?
Yes.
You
Sky,
would think so.
Yes.
And you know, you look at the guy's
would
faces.
Would you do this to your grandfather?
No.
No.
The Secret Service is like, you know how they're like, oh, God, he fell. Now they're like, he fell again. Get over there.
Somebody get over
we
got
to go pick him up. Drag him up. Can we put a handle on his back? Make it much easier to pick him up. You know, sew it into his jacket or something. Just a strap. It doesn't have to stick out all the time. Just a strap. That's all.
So one of these, like, these little pop socket things on the back of your
phone?
Yes,
or just, look, make him wear a backpack. You know, look, the North Face is not selling as many backpacks. Get the one, the hand signature from, what's her name? Pointy gonorrhea, whatever her name. What was her name? It was...
I don't even know.
The homosexual guy dressed up like a girl.
Right.
Oh, yes.
Patagonia. Sorry. Yeah, look. They've got a Patagonia backpack. It's got a handle on it. Just put it on him. When he falls down, pick him up. That's all you got to do. It's so much easier. Or time to you. Like they used to do the sack races, you know. Look, strap his legs to your legs, and you just walk along. Let's go to Kathy before I get myself in big trouble. Kathy, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Well, thanks. I had to be somewhere, so that's why I hung up earlier. But
oh, I'm sorry, Kathy. Well, I can't see the phone calls, and then I
get a new
slow. I'm slower than usual.
I wasn't aware.
That's what I heard. But so I don't know what you talked about the last 30 minutes because I had to be somewhere. But all I had to say about Joe Biden, people say, oh, they feel sorry for him. I don't feel the least bit sorry for him because I figure you reap what you sow. So I don't. He's an evil man, and I don't have any sympathy for him. But and I certainly don't have any sympathy. I have nothing but disdain for Jill Biden, not doctor, but Jill Biden. But anyway, I don't know if anybody has wished you happy National Donut Day, but I'm going to in case nobody did.
Well,
but
thank you. I mean, no one cared enough about me to wish it to me, Kathy, and so I appreciate it. And happy Donut Day to you, too.
Well, thanks.
May all of your donuts be calorie-free, but tasty.
Well, yeah. You know, everything God made is good, so everything in moderation is my the way I feel about it, especially when you're talking about sugar. Sugar is fine. God made sugar, and I understand we've refined it and all that, but I think God figured out that was the case, and he just says, you know, give thanks for it. What goes into a man doesn't defile him, but it's what comes out of his mouth. But anyway, so I have no problem with sugar, and in fact, God did not make fake sugar, so that, you know, all those other sweeteners, they're of the devil, so shouldn't.
So, I got another question, though, but if sugar's okay, even though we refined the heck out of it and we just jumped over moderation, what about the question, though, Sky knows where the question is, about the devil's lettuce and the stuff made out of poppy plants?
I think they have their uses. Once again, you have to use them for what they were intended, which was pain relief when you get old and, you know, those kind of things. I don't have an issue with that as long as it's done in moderation. But even tobacco, it's the fillers and junk that they put in it that makes it bad for you, not the actual tobacco.
That's fair.
So,
because Kathy and I are going to share some cigars soon.
Nice. I don't smoke anything, so I can say that. But I don't like the smell of it, but I think it's mostly, like I say, what they add to it. Cigars I'm okay with. They don't smell so bad. But I also had a raccoon story that I was in, off the topic. But I hope that family's reunited. I hate that those babies have been taken away from their mama, so I hope that they're eventually reunited. But raccoons I don't know if they're dumb or smart. I think sometimes I'm not sure.
They're kind of like people.
Pretty smart.
Yeah.
But I have a raccoon that comes up in the morning at 9 o'clock, and then at 1 o'clock, and then at 4 o'clock. And whenever I see him out there, I run him off. And he runs off to the edge of the deck and takes a flying leap off into the ground and then just runs crumpling into a tree. So I don't know if that's what's made him.
Well, at least he's consistent.
He is consistent, but I'm amazed that he still can walk around. But he also, as much as they love marshmallows, they love hummingbird sugar water just as much.
Oh.
And I have a feeder that I tried to put far enough away, but he could get to it by hanging on to the deck, and it has a lid on it, so I know he got into it at night, and he gets into it and drinks every bit of it and then leaves it. Well, I moved it out a little bit further so he couldn't get to it, and the next morning he showed me how irritated that made him by leaving me a present.
Oh my gosh.
He pooped right on the railing right in front of the feeder to let me know he was not happy with me. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
That's funny.
I don't know if he's smart or dumb, but he keeps coming back, and I can't.
Kathy, how many times would said raccoon have to poop on the deck before you said, you know what, I'm going to send you on to your maker? Is there a limit? Do you have a limit?
I do get irritated at him. He had a brother who did that, and that one was kind of scary because he was defiant. He would turn around and look at me like, you're not running me off. So my husband trapped him and took him to the next county and let him out.
That's what your husband said. Yes, he went and got a hamburger.
So hopefully he can do that with this one too soon if it keeps coming up. But they don't bother. I have cats outside. That's what they're coming up to eat, cat food. They don't bother the cats, but they just get along with them. But I think I can't figure out yet if he's dumb or smart, but he maybe one of these days he'll get tired of it. But hopefully. But my husband's going to have to cart him off. I don't care if he comes at night, because that's when they're supposed to come, because I take the cat food in. But just don't come during the day.
Have you given him a name yet, Kathy?
Have
you given him a name yet?
My son calls him Rocky, but you know that's it. In fact, my son says, "Don't do anything to Rocky. He's cute." Well,
nice Beatles reference there.
You gotta make your son go out there and clean the poop off the deck. And after about 2 days, maybe one day, he'll be like, "Rocky's got to go."
And pay for all the cat food he's eating too. So yeah.
Oh yeah, I saw a comedian, Kathy, was talking. He was doing a thing about different people and how they name their dogs. It's probably an old comedian. And there's a kid in the audience, and he's like, raise your hand if you have a dog. And the kid raises his hand, and he's like, you don't have a dog. And the kid, of course, is like, yeah, you know, you can't hear the child, but the child wants to say, yes, I have a dog. He's like, no, you don't have a dog. You don't buy the dog food. You don't.
Right.
Your parents have a dog. You don't have a dog because you don't have any idea how much a bag of dog food costs.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that makes them have to pay for it, and then they might not want that dog.
That's exactly right.
Who wants dogs anyway? You have to have a cat.
Everybody does. Dog people. I don't have a dog, but dogs are way better than cats. Cats are maybe a half a step up from raccoons.
Do not say that about cats.
Siamese, I told you, Siamese cats is what you need because they're the ones that'll act like dogs.
That'll act like dogs.
Yep, act like dogs.
I got to
get
him for
you. I'd have to get him for free.
They don't think, and you don't have to walk them, so they're better.
Hey, what's your cat's name?
Saya.
Saya, the Siamese cat?
It was from an anime character, Saya.
Okay, so you stayed with the Asian genre.
And I have a Kiko. I have two Siamese.
Oh, very nice. I'll tell you what the comedian was saying. I'll get Abs to tell me if he's right or not. On the other side, we'll be back. You're not alone.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and family members are living without health care coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough even to keep their jobs. We can fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that people can remain at work. Let's make this a priority. Let's close this gap and cover Alabama. To learn more and how you can help, visit coveralabama.org.
Hi, I'm Steve Tatum, Vice President, General Manager of Bama Budweiser, your local Bud Light distributor. There's been a lot of discussion, frustration, and even anger across the country regarding just one single can made of Bud Light that was produced for a social media influencer. We, too, at Bama Budweiser are upset about it and have made our feelings known to the top leadership at Anheuser-Busch. The voice of the consumer has been heard, and Anheuser-Busch has taken action. We at Bama Budweiser, an independent wholesaler, employ around 100 people who live here, work here, and our children go to school here. We do not, and as I said before, did not support this issue involving Dylan Mulvaney. There was one single can made, was not for sale, and wasn't properly approved. As a result, the Bud Light brand has new leadership. Dylan Mulvaney is not under contract with Bud Light. The videos you may have seen are Mulvaney's own social media posts that went viral, and many web-based news outlets have distorted the story. You deserve to know the truth, and life is too short to let a couple of individuals decide what you can eat or drink or spend your hard-earned money on. And remember, making friends is our business, not enemies.
Hey, this is David and Becca from Fantail Seafood and Steakhouse. For the best steak, fresh crawfish, or our excellent catch of the day, come check us out.
For the ultimate dining experience, try our 8-ounce true center cut filet mignon served over fresh mashed potatoes or our 3.5-pound tomahawk ribeye. This baby melts in your mouth and is enough to feed two or more easily.
Visit FantailRestaurant.com to see our lunch, brunch, and dinner menus and times. When you think of lunch, brunch, or dinner,
thank Fantail,
where we're always off the hook.
Trustworthy Electric is hiring full-time electrical techs at $22 to $25 per hour plus monthly bonus opportunities. Free medical, vision, and dental insurance, paid vacation, holiday, and sick days. 401k and profit-sharing programs offered. Home every night and off weekends. Visit TrustworthyElectric.net/careers.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
There's definitely people within teams that just don't want to play the role of a leader. They don't want that responsibility. But if you're willing to take it on and be that leader, then it's very fruitful for you.
In continued What's Working tradition, I interview my children as they graduate from high school. That's my son, Spencer. We talk leadership, sports, AI, his generation's view of work, the workplace, and the world. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
We are back, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Let's get to your phone calls. Let's go to Fred. Fred, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday.
Happy Thank Friday, you, Fred.
I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Man, I'm telling you, I've made a lot of trips when my boys were little to take animals off and get, you know, and let them loose somewhere while I got me a burger. I've done that many times.
Yep.
But anyway, hey, talking about good morning, ladies, too.
Good morning.
Is there one lady or two?
One lady.
Gee, thanks.
Good morning. One lady in sky.
One lady in sky, okay. Well, look, talking about me and Scott and I have discussed this before. Scott, bus drivers and truck drivers with CDLs, and some bus drivers that don't have CDLs, they have to have physicals to get a job. First responders have to have a physical to get their job.
Yes.
The United States military has to have a physical to get their job. Why does the Senate and Congress don't have to have a physical?
How about a drug test while we're at it?
and do some drug tests, and also alcohol blood work while we're at it. Is the president and the vice president of the United States of America, our leaders, not have to have a physical to hold their job? It worries me because the people that make the decisions and bring the laws forward don't have enough sense to know that. That bothers me, Scott.
Good point. Well, you know, you and I have discussed it before. Look, the American people. Well, I don't know. I used to say all Americans knew Joe Biden was not up to the task.
Right.
And they said, we don't care. We want aged, decrepit, not very smart, shifty, double-talking, brain-dead. Right. We want him to be president because he might give us something for free.
I think what it showed more than anything else to me is that a large percentage, probably the majority of the American people, no longer wish to be led. They want to be ruled.
Yes, sir.
Joe Biden's not a leader.
We've gotten to the point where there's a natural progression. I saw somebody wrote this. Fred, you might have actually brought it up on the show one time. There's this progression. Who said it? Basically, of we move through time. When you elect leaders, you start trying to elect someone more and more and more like you, instead of someone who could actually lead. And the bad thing is. Is Joe Biden the embodiment of where we are as the American people? Lost, wandering around, somewhat corrupt, valueless, and not able to stand on our own two feet? He may absolutely be the embodiment of the Great Republic.
That's
the once Great Republic.
really disturbing.
Yes, sir.
That's not making me feel good for the weekend.
I agree with everything that said. That was the most embarrassing thing. It has to be an embarrassment for all the countries, for us, to see a president in front of the United States Air Force cadets.
Right.
All over now. Come on. That's about as bad as it gets. But I'm going to leave you guys on the upbeat. How about that?
All right. Okay.
All right. I have a habit, like a lot of Americans in Birmingham. I listen every morning to Gotta Be, Fox 6 News. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I think I've divorced them now. But this is an upbeat. I've got to leave here now and go find out what the upcoming Pride Month activities are in Birmingham that WBRC6 is promoting. And I got a new jingle. Got not to be Fox 6 News. Y'all have a great weekend.
All right.
Thanks.
Now Fred's singing. Look what Charles I has done.
I mean.
Oh, when Fred starts singing.
Alabama's goodness. Got talent. It's come to the radio.
But I think our radio program is that early, you know, the early stages that everybody watches where it's like me singing. that may be where we are.
It's the audition phase.
Let's go to Sparky. I don't know if Sparky's been one of our callers before. Sparky, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Oh, my pleasure. Anybody that feels sorry for Joe Biden has forgotten the fact that he showered with his mature daughter.
That's
and that
right.
came out in her diary. Now, why would she lie about that? I mean, this man, he doesn't have a brain in his head. Even Obama said, if there's any way to screw it up.
Joe will. Hey, let me ask you a question, Sparky. What do you think the chances are that Joe Biden received millions of more votes than Barack, Barry, Sotero, Obama did for president? That Joe Biden was so loved by the American people that he received millions of more votes than Barack Obama?
Well, it's easy. Look at his campaign. I mean, how could people not like him?
There you go.
Very good, Sparky. Great point. Hey, there's the other question, too, because I know some people probably didn't realize or hear about his daughter, the diary, talking about showering with her dad. And I know we're not talking about 2-year-old, 3-year-old. Hey, put them in here with me. Give them a shower. Get them out. No. We got to go. I don't know how old she was, but she was old enough to write it down.
Right.
Yeah.
And don't forget that the federal government went all out. I mean, it was like they had lost a nuclear weapon to find the diary, get the diary back, and charge anybody that they could with some sort of crime for having Joe Biden's daughter's diary. I want to know what else was in that diary that made it like a lost nuclear weapon, Sparky.
There's absolutely no tell. Well, look what the FBI did to Trump.
Yeah,
I know.
Trump is my man right from the day he walked down that escalator. We needed a guy that was a businessman in there. We got one. If they only worked with him, where would America be today?
What he might have accomplished.
We'd be much better off, Sparky. Thanks for the call, buddy.
That's a great call.
Good point.
We'd still have $1.86.
Even though he did remind me of the Joe Biden shower daughter story, which I could have done
without.
That
was just gross. I had
compartmentalized it out of my brain.
Mm.
And now
as you should.
Now it's back in the front.
Ugh. It's gross.
They just are creepy. They're creepy folks.
You know that they're putting all the pictures out. I mean, they released them last night. So if you're so inclined.
But I forgot. Donald Trump had multiple wives, so we can't vote for him.
No,
all the
can't.
Good Christians need to vote for the guy who showers with his daughter.
He tweeted mean things too.
And he was a mean tweeter.
And he was orange, so he's not
and
even
he had
American.
Bad hair.
I kind of like that.
Well, good hair, but bad color.
Kind of liked it.
Well, you know, he picked up the orange spray can instead of the hairspray can, and it just happened that way. Alabama Unfiltered Radio, we'll be back.
Sherman Creel, Jones Brothers Roofing Company. Too often after a storm, you'll begin to see folks you never heard of come out of the woodwork with a truck, a hammer, a ladder, and trying to convince you to let them repair or replace your roof. Too many times we've seen folks hand over their hard-earned money and end up with a mess, adding to an already stressful situation. For 78 years, Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers Roofing Company for quality, honest work at a fair price. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. The one you love is the light of your life. And whether you've only been together for a short while, or perhaps for many years, you know how important intimacy is to your relationship. That's why erectile dysfunction and low T are so awful. They're just medical conditions, but the effects can make your partner feel unwanted, unloved, even if they don't say so. And for men, it's tough to talk about. So come to Montgomery Men's Health, where our urologists and providers talk about this all day, every day. And we'll work hard to figure out how to get you to the guy you want to be. In fact, you might even find you're feeling and performing at a level you didn't think was possible. Even if you've tried other treatments and just haven't gotten the results you hoped for, call us today. Your initial appointment is $99 and includes blood work and a medical consult. Call 334-440-3663 or go to montgomerymenshealth.com. Do it for you. Do it for the one you love. Call Montgomery Men's Health today.
For 25 years and going strong, Sinclair's has been offering a truly exceptional dining experience for you from the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Roads.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings.
Want to eat lighter?
To do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish or we blacken fish or we fry fish and put it on the salad.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. We serve them day and night, and we serve the salads day and night, and we also do burgers. And, you know, we do lunch specials at lunch every day. At night, we do different specials plus our regular menu. We serve it day and night.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, 25 years and going strong at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. On this second day of June, it could be a forecast in July or August. It's getting hotter and a little bit more humid with a high today and tomorrow around 91. Tonight's low 67. And both today and tomorrow, look for those widely scattered, random afternoon and evening storms. They'll be few and far between. And Sunday's high temperature up to about 93 with more isolated pop-up storms here and there. And not much change Monday and Tuesday. You know, lower 90s, risk of more widely scattered storms. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. The more acres you own, the more you need Kubota's M7060. Strength, durability, and reliability with performance matching implements in stock. For hay work, bush hogging, or general maintenance, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Hey.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. I think I had left them on. Well, since you had me off, we're okay. Maybe. Might have been broadcasting in Birmingham. There's no telling. So we're back. Let's get to your phones. Phone calls. Eric the dog. Eric, welcome to the program.
Hola.
Hola. Hola.
¿Cómo está?
Estoy bien. Tengo mucho calor hoy.
It's very hot.
It's very hot right now?
Hell yeah.
Even I interpreted that one.
Yeah, what's the temperature out there now for folks who are having to work real jobs?
I said it's hot.
I know, but I want to know, is it 90, 95, 100? Or if you're a weather person, you start doing the, but it feels like 475. I don't know. Just tell me how hot it is. I don't want to know the heat index. I want to know the temperature.
You know, the heat index is a real thing when you get up here and get to sweat and you stand on top of a big old tin plate.
Yeah, but they're not giving you that.
It'll ramp the temperature up on you a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. You know, you want to take away our sugar and give us honey. You know, what are we, communists? Leave me alone. just leave me alone, man. Just
take away your dishwasher, your gas stove.
Leave me alone. Yeah. I tell you what, you stay out of my house, and I won't come visit you at yours. How about that?
Sounds reasonable.
That sounds like a fair plan, yes.
You know, you don't want me, because I know some Cousin Eddies. I might be related to some, and we can come visit you.
Problem is, Cousin Eddie is legitimately my cousin.
Right, I'll give you a paradigm perspective. You know, we can do that old paradigm shift. We can even use some big words.
We'll have abs for that.
Look at that. Well, you have an abs. I don't. Mine's more like a keg. I got one. I have one
ab.
Yeah. I got the one. But, you know, good show this week. I didn't hear the guy say anything about Randall, but Randall's legit. If Randall's telling you something, he's seen it, found it. It's for real. Now, whether or not you can connect all the little dots that he goes through, you know, that's a smart man.
Oh, indeed.
It's not an accident. It's not an accident, Eric, that we did change Conspiracy Thursday, Conspiracy Theory Thursday, to Conspiracy Thinker Thursday. And that happened over a number of years on the program. And because we just kept running out of conspiracy theories, so we had to start. They're facts. So we had to switch it to thinking about conspiracies.
When the FBI and the DEA and the ATF start coming out and confirming your conspiracies, it's no longer a conspiracy, it's a fact.
That's right.
I mean,
no matter how many years and years and years people laughed at you and made fun of you and said you were an idiot and where's your tinfoil hat, and then when they said, oh no, this true, where were all those people going, oh, my bad?
Oh, that's the woman in them. Sorry, Ab. That's the woman. The woman don't
I can
know
take
how to
it.
Apologize.
We almost made it through an hour. Yeah. Almost.
Two words a woman don't know how to say most of the time. I'm sorry. So you might get some other, you know, they might bake you some cookies or something. Did that happen to y'all recently?
Hey.
They were good cookies, too.
I bet they were. A lot easier to whip up some eggs than them two words. I'm just kidding, Ab. I'm just kidding. I'm picking.
Are you married, Eric?
Of course I am. My wife don't listen to this. She already thinks I'm a conspiracy nut. She's like, oh, I'm married to one of them.
So we can't say we're sorry, and y'all don't know directions.
That's correct.
No, that's factually incorrect. We don't need directions. We will figure it out sooner or later by sheer persistence and stubbornness. The fact that directions would make it simpler and a lot easier and make everybody else, you know, expend a lot less gas, not our problem. You know, I'm the captain of this ship, and you'll go down when I poke holes in it. That's how it's going to go. You don't have to like
it, fella.
There's the door. Feel free to exit.
Oh, God.
Okay. I mean, look, just think, if all the early explorers had taken their wives with them, they wouldn't have wandered around in the oceans or the deserts or the wilderness for all that time lost.
Good Lord, no. I mean, but then what would you have learned? You wouldn't have learned persistence. You wouldn't have learned to rely on God for bread. I mean, see, it's not always smart to listen to the woman. Sometimes you got to go through the jungle to get where you got to go so God can teach you a lesson.
I'm only being half funny.
I mean, think about it. If Moses had listened to his wife, they wouldn't have wandered around the desert for 40 years.
I was thinking the same thing. Bless her.
It's like, you turn, you take a left at this exit right here. Wait. That's why you don't hear about
her.
Get
your stick out.
Much.
Smack the rock. Let's go. Come on.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate you, brother.
I have to go home at night.
You know? Adios. Yeah, all the men whose wives don't listen, they just talk so much tougher. I know my wife doesn't listen. That's right. That's why I say some of the stuff I say. I know I'm going to get in trouble when one of her friends tells her. Miss Love, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Good morning to everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Love.
This is for the young man, the ball player.
Ledger.
Yes, Ledger, the third baseman.
Yes. I want to tell him he has been playing ball, I think he said 7 years.
Started when he was 3, correct.
That shows that he has perseverance. That's a good thing.
Yes,
he's
ma'am.
Determined to meet his goal, whatever it be. I want to say to him also, I purchased this sign, and it said, and I believe it, every expert started off as a beginner. So I want to pass that on to him. I really believe that, Ledger.
And Ledger, very good.
You're not only on that team, you are on the team that so many people are on, Ledger. You're on the best team in the universe. You're on Jesus' team, Ledger. Okay? And I just want you to remember that. And like I said, I fall down. I still fall down sometimes. But I don't learn to even laugh at myself when I fall. So, Ledger, you hang in there, okay? And I
yes,
thank
ma'am.
Y'all for letting me share.
Absolutely. Thanks, Miss Love. I appreciate you. Have a great weekend. Let's go out to, I don't know how much time there is before the break, but let's go out to Pat. Pat, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hi, Scott. I heard you talking there with Eric, and I just got to ask, what Bible translation do you read where Moses had that interaction with his wife?
You never heard of Mrs. Moses?
It is the New International Standardized American Living Rainbow Version.
Unfiltered version, yeah.
Okay, unfiltered version.
Unfiltered version, okay.
Right. That's why
edition.
I quit talking to Zippo or Zipporah, whichever one Zipporah. Was her name. And yeah. She was off starting a company selling lighters because they needed them in the desert, and that's why he didn't get good directions.
Okay, that's your story.
Be sure to mention that in Sunday school. Okay?
I also write for the TV show Chosen, where we try to fill in the blanks for all the things that weren't in the scripture.
Don't go casting dispersions on Chosen. I bought all 3 seasons, and I want season 4 to come out.
We found a fan.
We need to bring that up one day, because it's a controversy out there.
Why is it a controversy? Because they're and they tell you right at the beginning, Dallas Holmes has been very open and honest. You know, we do fill in the blanks. We've taken, what's the word, literary license, I think he says.
Yeah, I watched the first 2. I made it halfway through the 3rd. I did get it. I had the same problem one of the writers I saw when Jesus is asking Peter, I think he's asking Matthew for advice on the Sermon of the Mount, I was like, I didn't see that part come. But we'll do that a whole another time, Pat. Thank you for the call, brother. Great point.
Have a good weekend.
You too, buddy. See ya. The Alabama Unfiltered version. We'll be back.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. The one you love is the light of your life. And whether you've only been together for a short while, or perhaps for many years, you know how important intimacy is to your relationship. That's why erectile dysfunction and low T are so awful. They're just medical conditions, but the effects can make your partner feel unwanted, unloved, even if they don't say so. And for men, it's tough to talk about. So come to Montgomery Men's Health.
where our urologists and providers talk about this all day, every day. And we'll work hard to figure out how to get you to the guy you want to be. In fact, you might even find you're feeling and performing at a level you didn't think was possible. Even if you've tried other treatments and just haven't gotten the results you hope for, call us today. Your initial appointment is $99 and includes blood work and a medical consult. Call 334-440-3663 or go to montgomerymenshealth.com. Do it for you. Do it for the one you love. Call Montgomery Men's Health today.
Want to grab lunch?
I can't. Gotta pick up my dry cleaning or I won't have anything to wear to work tomorrow.
There's never enough time. That's why I switched to Worth Cleaner's new 24/7 Express kiosk on Vaughn Road. I can drop off and pick up my laundry and dry cleaning anytime I want, day or night.
Wow, Worth Cleaner sounds like the solution.
Worth Cleaners is excited to announce their 24/7 Express kiosk. This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery and will allow customers to drop off and pick up the dry cleaning and laundry at their convenience, day or night, any day of the year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go into their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 Express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall to aid customers who are first-time users. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
It's time to butter up with Biscuits Baseball. Join the Biscuits for a summer full of baseball, food, giveaways, max fireworks, and more. For ticket information and to stay up to date on all things Biscuits, follow along at BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL. Butter up.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I've got them backwards. How's that? Welcome into the program, everybody.
You know what?
It's because they shouldn't work that way.
You qualified it by saying you were dyslexic earlier in the show.
Yeah, I mean, so the colors on the buttons aren't on as
well. It's like keeping dark in here.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. You would think that on would be when the lights are on, but the symbol is off. I mean, it's the mute symbol, so that's got to be lit up. So it's just backwards. I don't know. It's made in China, I'm sure. Where they're just like trying to mess stuff up. So maybe whatever y'all heard me say during the breaks, if I said something bad, then I'm not apologizing.
Friday.
It's the show between the shows.
Y'all don't apologize. I mean, we don't apologize. Y'all don't apologize. Could we be even on that?
Yeah, it's fair.
Are you an apologizer?
I mean, if I do something wrong, Like if I'm just tacky or something, I will. But out with the mob, you can't apologize to the mob.
No, you can't apologize.
No, out in public. You got the baseball player who comes out and says, "Hey, look, I support all the boycotts, Target, Bud Light, the whole nine yards. You can't be doing this, grooming kids." Oh, and then he goes and apologizes.
Why did he do that?
Well, you know, the baseball folks are.
I mean, do you realize?
Anthony Bass.
That this is proof. This is proof that you don't do that.
You can't win.
No, you can't win.
And the mob, the mob, especially the LGBTQ plus 666XYZ hashtag group, they once they smell blood in the water, once they realize you're going to apologize, then it's on.
Look, you know what I want to, you know who I want an apology from?
Who?
Is the magazine of my childhood.
Uh-oh.
Glamour magazine. Okay, now my mom
not
took...
Not Teen Beat.
Glamour I was about magazine. Fashion and makeup when I was 12. And Glamour couldn't do magazine. Anything of the sort. My mom would pull out all the, like, ugly articles, okay?
Oh, she would. She would censor it.
Yeah, she was really good about...
So she let you have the magazine after she censored it.
Just made sure there were things that, if, as a 12-year-old, you don't need to read.
No.
Okay? I appreciate that.
Now they're teaching it to 5-year-olds in the schools.
But on the front cover, just for funsies, you know, for your weekend heading in, once we realize you can't apologize to the woke mob like this guy did, there is a female who thinks that she is a male who has had her parts removed.
Well, part of her parts.
Part of her parts removed, not all of her parts. She kept the female part that allows her to grow a child.
So okay. She kept the transmission and the engine.
Yes, but she took off the other part.
The front end.
The
front bumpers.
Is on the cover of Glamour magazine.
Okay.
Logan Brown. I'm a pregnant trans man, and I do exist. No matter what anyone says, I am literally living proof.
She's a pregnant trans man, Sky.
Okay. Which sounds like Trans Am.
She's a genetic woman.
Well, Trans Am fits the whole car analogy that we're using.
It's like
headlights are gone.
I understood exactly what you said.
Did you? I did.
I caught it right away.
Well done. Good. I'm doing better. My communication skills are improving. Yeah, it's trying to get the idea out there without being too blunt and freaking Ledger and his buddies who listen intently to this program out. Which we don't want to do.
We don't. No, we do not.
But I'm pretty sure if they saw the picture that you showed me.
Right.
Of the pregnant man who does exist. There's a lot of psychological issues going on with the I do exist. I am proof that I exist. There's a lot of see me stuff. Something.
Makes no sense at all.
It really is. It's sad.
It is. And so this is what passes. They've given her a beautiful, and it is a her. I'm sorry. There are only two genders.
So
you're
a
girl or a boy.
That's right.
She's a she. She has a could go either way name. Logan, I appreciate that name.
Right.
Logan, you are a girl and you're having a baby.
Right.
And they're using you. You're an apparatchik.
So she's a man.
Me too.
How does all that happen?
So that's just fun weekend.
What a world.
Reading.
What a world.
You know?
Glamour magazine.
I remember when we
don't go pick it up.
The difference between men and women were. They taught it in school. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't that long ago?
I'm for going back to kindergarten cop. That little kid had it straight.
Yeah.
You know, but you can't tell anymore because now there's all the shopping.
We know.
All the customization going on.
We know.
God knows. What the heck? You mean God knows or God knows?
Both are applied in this case.
Both work. We're going to try to be back on Monday. You just never know with this program.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's really close.
We'll do our best. We'll do our best. Y'all have a great weekend. Be careful out there. See y'all.